the best RN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump was on the stump here in Washington, D.C. yesterday. He addressed the Libertarian Convention.
We believe that Marxism is an evil doctrine straight from the ashes of hell. Having Marxism in our government is intolerable, and teaching it to our children is considered to us child abuse.
Mr. Trump hopes to pick up Libertarian votes on Election Day in November. Many of them voted for him last time. A police shooting in Baltimore.
Officers fatally shot a man who pulled a gun while they questioned him in a different shooting. Cops say a detective was shot in the chest and his protective vest likely saved his life. Police were investigating a different shooting in which 15 rounds were fired at a group of people. And as police questioned a man, he stood up and pulled out a gun. Officers ordered the man to drop the weapon numerous times before shots were fired. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
The United Auto Workers is accusing Mercedes of interfering in this month's union election at two Alabama factories. The union has filed an objection to the result with the National Labor Relations Board, accusing the company of intimidating and coercing workers into voting against joining the union. The UAW says the company engaged in, quote, relentless anti-union campaigns marked with unlawful discipline, unlawful captive audience meetings, and a general goal of coercing and intimidating employees. Singapore Airlines says it will halt meal services and get all cabin crew to buckle up when planes fly through turbulence as part of a tighter cabin measure program after one person died and dozens were injured on a flight from London that occurred this past week. And at least 11 people have been killed in a wide path of destruction cut across Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas last night and early this morning by severe storms, including a tornado. This is SRN News. The NFL is distancing itself from Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, who condemned abortion during a commencement address at Benedictine College. Butker also condemned the promotion of the LGBT lifestyle by the Biden administration. The league has released a statement saying, quote, Harrison Butker's views are not those of the NFL as an organization. The NFL is steadfast in our commitment to inclusion, which only makes our league stronger. The kicker is a conservative Catholic and has criticized some church leaders for their embrace of liberalism. A Christian ministry has been closing its beaches on Sunday mornings for generations to honor God is temporarily relenting, allowing beachgoers onto the sand while it fights a court case in the state of New Jersey. The Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association established a Christian seaside retreat in the Jersey Shore back in 1869, closes its beaches until noon on Sundays. The state says it can't. This is SRN News. A new survey finds many people are not ready to find long-term care for a loved one.
An Associated Press NORC poll in 2021 found most Americans do not discuss the possibility of long-term care, let alone prepare for it. Finding the right long-term care option may come down to which facility has an opening and can accommodate a particular person's needs. Nationally, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services maintains a 5-star quality rating system that takes health inspections, staffing, and quality measures into account. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, May the 26th. It's the 147th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1864, President Lincoln signed a measure creating the Montana Territory. And on this date in 1971, Don McLean recorded American Pie. This is SRN News.